With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The United Nations, at the age of 40, has entered its middle years. While the UN may not have fulfilled its promise and world peace seems light years distant, the international body has acted in smaller ways to encourage understanding among nations. For example, there is the United Nations little-known publishing arm, which circulates between 400 and 500 books and periodicals a year, with some 4,000 titles in print. Thomas Hines is head of the UN publication sales section, and he says books are published in the UN's six official languages: Arabic, English, French, Chinese, Spanish, and Russian.
The biggest demand is for books in English, followed closely by French, and then with Spanish as third.
The subjects vary widely. There are books about the UN itself, dictionaries, studies of nuclear arms, tracts on human rights, aging, and international law. Thomas Hines says the reader will find few of those titles in his neighborhood bookstore.
For most of these publications, we conduct direct mail advertising and promotional campaigns.
And most of the books are available at the UN building itself.
There is a bookshop in the basement of the United Nations on the concourse level, along with a gift shop and a souvenir shop. All of the United Nations titles and most of the specialized agency titles are available there.
And that's where visitors taking tours of the UN just happen to end up. Thomas Hines of the UN Publications Division says the world body does about $5 million a year in book sales overall, about $500,000 at the bookstore at UN headquarters. United Nations publications vary in cost, from as little as 50 cents for a copy of the UN Charter to $75 for the large statistical yearbooks. Many individual agencies within the UN also publish books. The UN's mandate is a noble one: to spread information to backward and modern nations alike. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The United Nations is celebrating its 40th anniversary, perhaps not fulfilling its dream, but still trying to succeed as an arbiter of world peace. The UN publishes up to 500 books and periodicals a year, and the diplomats and staff at the UN are aware of the need to take an even balance. Thomas Hines, head of the sales section of UN Publications, says the department runs much like a university press, with a publications board that reviews the material to be published.
There is a clearance procedure, usually fairly minor, but a clearance procedure for, if you will, political content.
Hines says books published by the UN are developed by the world body itself, not from nations with axes to grind.
The materials that are published are materials that arise from the work of the Secretariat of the United Nations. They don't arise from the work of the individual countries or from the missions of the individual countries.
But the UN itself does adopt positions which are often reflected in its publications.
The United Nations does in itself have particular political stances it takes. The best example we can take now is the question of apartheid in South Africa and the question of the independence of Namibia.
Most UN publications may seem dry to some, dealing with statistics and surveys and parliamentary documentation, but Hines says some agencies, such as UNESCO, do dabble in literature.
UNESCO does publish poetry, does publish novels, or at least does assist in getting poetry and novels published and give prizes for creative literature.
Thomas Hines of the UN Publications Sales Section. At the age of 40, the United Nations continues its mission to bring understanding and literacy around the world. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.